Recorded Books and RB Digital present Hire Smart from the Start, the entrepreneur's guide to finding, catching, and keeping the best talent for your company. By Dave Carvajal, narrated by L.J. Ganser. Forward. When Dave Carvajal talks about recruiting for more than just technical chops, he reminds me how I've tried to look beyond the job specs. While spending nearly a decade as an executive at Microsoft, and later as the founder of the not-for-profit Room to Read, I've searched for candidates who were passionate about what we were trying to accomplish. This was my sine qua non for filling any job. Obviously, the two organizations are quite different. Microsoft, a titan of the technology world, and Room to Read, a little-known startup promoting literacy and gender equality across the developing world. Yet despite the differences in purpose and size, I recruited the same type of people for both. People who communicated their zeal for and excitement about our goals. Were Microsoft candidates amped up about building a great technology company? Were Room to Read candidates juiced about educating kids and helping millions of children who had lost the lottery of life and risked never gaining even a basic education? Who were vulnerable to being caught up in terrorism, human trafficking, and other horrors if they were denied access to education? I needed to see that spark in their eyes and hear the enthusiasm and commitment in their voices. If I saw it and heard it, they were as good as hired. If they lacked it, it didn't matter how skilled they were. They weren't going to receive a job offer from me. When Dave writes about the benefits of recruiting people whose mission mirrors that of the founder or founders and whose values fit the culture, I know exactly what he's talking about. For entrepreneurs, be they startup or not-for-profit founders, overcoming obstacles is crucial for success. The obstacles can run the gamut, competing against better-known not-for-profits for donations or convincing a prospective customer to give you their business rather than a bigger competitor. I've found that when I didn't hire people whose passion and gumption resembled my own, they struggled to overcome obstacles. They gave up or settled for compromises. But when they were as stubborn and committed as I was, they found ways to hurdle obstacles or barrel right through them in order to reach an objective. That's why I listen for very specific stories from job candidates. It might be a story about how education helped their grandmother break free from the poverty cycle, or how when they were a kid, they walked into the school library, and the books they discovered were a portal to the world that changed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?